Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is making campaign stops in the swing state of Pennsylvania this week. Biden is hoping to draw a contrast between his economic policies and those of campaign rival Donald Trump.
Where we come from matters. When I look at the economy, I don't see it through the eyes of Mar-a-Lago. I see it through the eyes of Scranton, and that's not hyperbole. That's a fact.
Speaking in Scranton, Biden again called for higher taxes on the rich. The president also slammed an economic policy popularized during the Reagan era that tax breaks for the big business and the rich will filter down to the poor and middle class. Seven jurors have now been chosen to hear arguments in the New York criminal trial of Donald Trump. The former president is accused of falsifying business records, allegedly to cover up hush money payments made during the 2016 campaign. Trump denies the charges. He visited a Manhattan bodega after leaving the courthouse on Tuesday, as NPR's Elena Moore reports.
Trump spoke outside of a small convenience store in Harlem, which was the site of a violent robbery several years ago. He spoke about regulating crime and immigration in the city and broadly pledged to work with New York Democrats. Despite once being a local, Trump's electoral chances in New York remain incredibly slim, given the city's deep Democratic record. Trump's visit to the bodega comes just 2 days into the start of his criminal hush money trial. It's expected to last about 6 weeks, cutting into campaign time as the election inches closer. Elena Moore, NPR News.
White House officials appear to be open to considering a foreign aid package that's pending in the House, but say they are still awaiting the details. Embattled House Speaker Mike Johnson wants to hold votes on three separate funding measures for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. He's lobbying for votes to get the measure approved despite opposition from fellow Republicans. Johnson says he's not concerned about threats to remove him from the leadership post if he does not resign. Employees at Google staged protests in California, Seattle, and New York yesterday to demand that the company halt its cooperation with the Israeli government. NPR's Derek Kerr has more.
Google has long had a contract with the Israeli government, providing it with cloud services and data centers. The contract is called Project Nimbus and is shared with Amazon. It's worth more than $1 billion. Google has also signed contracts with the Israeli military as recently as 3 weeks ago, according to Time magazine. Some employees say they don't want Google to sell its technology to Israel. They say it may have a direct effect on the Gaza war and the strikes on Palestinian civilians. Dozens of employees staged sit-ins at Google's offices across the country. They say they want the company to pull out of the contract. Google did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR. The Maui Fire Department has released a report on its response to the wildfires on the island last August. SOIE Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports the findings address areas that need improvement, but do not stipulate the cause of the fire.
The report found Maui's emergency response system did not break, but was outmatched by extreme weather and fire conditions. The Western Fire Chiefs Association put it together, speaking with more than 200 people, from firefighters and police to federal emergency workers. 101 people died in the fires, which consumed nearly 7,000 acres and resulted in the loss of nearly 2,200 structures. Property damages alone topped $6 billion. More than 100 recommendations range from areas of communication to pre-positioning equipment and supplies. Some have already been adopted. A more extensive report on the fires from the state attorney general is expected soon. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
A massive fire in the Danish capital has destroyed Copenhagen's 17th century stock exchange. Volunteers race to help emergency crews to save priceless art and other valuables. The blaze broke out early Tuesday in the building's copper roof and spread, causing half the structure and its iconic dragon spire to collapse. Denmark's culture minister says the blaze has wiped out 400 years of cultural heritage. U.S. futures are virtually unchanged in after-hours trading on Wall Street, when Asia-Pacific market shares are mostly lower. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.